Joining us is Dale Tallon, Florida Panthers president of hockey ops and general manager. Dale, welcome to the program, and you got your man, did you?
Yes, I'm very excited about it. I think it's a great fit for our young players. He's got a little history with some of our young players, Ekblad namely, and he's coached Petrovic and Pisek and a few other guys in some Canada, Team Canada things. So I think he's the right guy. He really knocked it out of the park in our interviews. He was preparation, was the best I've seen in a long time. He had everything down as far as his systems and his philosophies and all of that, and really blew us out of the water. It was first class.
Dale, when you get somebody in for an interview, do you want them to know all about your organization? When you sit Bob down and you say, okay, what kind of coach are you? Do you say, what kind of team do we have that you think you can coach? How does the interview process go there?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, you know. Like, I mean, I just kind of let them know my philosophy. And I kind of watch what they've done in the past, and I'm not going to interview guys that play a trap or really not going to play up-tempo offensive type hockey. That's the way I played, and I like to play that way. And so that in itself will separate some of the candidates, and then I'll go interview the guys that I think will coach and play that style of hockey. And, you know, even though Boogie was a hard-nosed stay-at-home defenseman, his teams and what he's done with other players and the style of play. You know, obviously, we have to get into that. But it was a combination of things, like what our philosophy is, what's the knowledge of our team and our players, and what kind of philosophy do you think will fit for those guys? Will your philosophy work with our young players, and will it work with this offensive-type play I want to incorporate? So, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
So for most of your team, this will be the third guy to coach them in a year. How do you, how do you get them to understand, okay, guys, we're settling down. We had some ups and downs last year. We are settling down now. How do you get that message across?
Well, it's, you know, just continually preaching that message that this is our guy. He's got a 4-year deal. He's not going anywhere. I'm here for at least 3 of those 4 years, and we're not going to change. We're going to give you a simple philosophy, a simple system that you can play with, and we're not going to overburden you with technical stuff. We're going to make it so that you can succeed and play at a high tempo, play competitively, and you know, trust yourselves and be like a family. And those things are just keep repeating it and living it. You know, just keep going forward with it and sending that message and developing that culture through repetition and through good practices.
I mean, from the outside, Dale, it's almost like the Florida Panthers were cruising along. Then they took a little side turn or went down the road for a while, and now you're back on the road and you're back on course again. Is that an oversimplification of?
No, I think that's pretty. You're bang on right there, Damien. I think that's exactly what. And we realize our. It's a good thing we realize it quickly that we went off track.
Right.
And I got to give Vinny and Doug a lot of credit for realizing that, and you know, let's get back to where we were. And you know, it was not because we tried to get off track. We were trying to do things,
trying to get better.
Our success,
yeah.
We tried to get better, and we took a little bit of a hiccup. So we realized that we can go get it back on track quickly. And getting Bob into the fold, I think, really helped with his passion, his preparation. Our players are really going to perform for him. They're really going to like him. So, you know, I think it'll get back on track quickly.
I saw Bob during the Memorial Cup, and he had mentioned that he had an interview with you, and he felt that it had gone well. Does the fact that he had NHL coaching experience with Columbus, then went back to junior, had a good run there with Windsor, and then joined San Jose, and he's now had the opportunity to be with 2 NHL teams, learn a couple of systems, learn from some different head coaches. Is that just bonus upon bonus in terms of a developing young coach?
No doubt. And I interviewed Bob a long time ago when I was with Chicago for a coaching position. And we came to the agreement that he wasn't ready. And now he feels he's ready. Like, he understood that it would take some time to hone his craft. And sometimes you jump in too soon and never get another chance. So, you know, he's paid the price. He's developed his skills and his preparation. When he came to meet with us, I mean, I haven't seen anything like it in all the years I've been interviewing coaches, and I've interviewed a lot of them. He really, really knocked it out of the park with his preparation, his philosophy, his systems, the whole thing. It was great to see.
You bring pizza. That's what he brought. He brought food, didn't he? That's the easiest way.
Yeah.
You know, Bob, as you said, was a hard-nosed defenseman. What does he going to bring? Is he going to bring an overwhelming defensive style, do you think, or is he going to allow your creative guys to still be creative?
I think that's the key. We're going to play a faster-paced game and more aggressively moving forward. And I think he understands what we have, what our strengths and weaknesses are. And we're mobile. We've got good mobile defensemen. I think they're going to be more involved. And, you know, we're strong up the middle with Barkov and Trocheck and Bukestad and Malgin and McKenzie. And so we're going to utilize our team's overall strength up the middle and play up-tempo, play more aggressively, and get after it. You know, like you saw what happened last night. Those two teams put their heart and soul into it. It was really a battle and a heck of a game. And, you know, that's what you have to play at to be successful in the league, is play at a high pace and really compete and get a piece of a body.
So whenever anybody thinks about the Florida Panthers, they think about all your young players, but you have that older guy as well. what is the situation with Jaromir Jagr? Have you guys made a decision?
We've talked. You know, Peter Sobota's a good guy and his agent. And so Peter and I have had some healthy discussions here in the last few weeks. But we're just going to sit tight here until we see what happens with the expansion draft.
Okay. Is that part of what you're thinking? You want to sort of wait and see that factors into it?
Is a healthy discussion mean you and Peter yell at each other and call each other names?
No, not at all. No.
Now,
that's unhealthy.
Yeah. Now, with Jagr, he played with Bugner. So, I mean.
Yeah, he played with Boogie, right. So we'll see how it all falls in here. This expansion draft is kind of putting a damper on everyone.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
What happens there. It's hard to do anything.
Yeah,
and
it's no fun for Pittsburgh. You win the cup and immediately you have to start deciding who you're not going to bring back. We're not going to feel too sorry for the Pittsburgh Penguins today, though.
No, I don't feel sorry for them. They can lose a couple as far as I'm concerned, but
I think they'll keep 87 and 71 though.
I think they'll keep 71 and 87. I think they'll keep them.
For you guys, injuries were so much of a part of it with your younger guys. Are you confident that all those guys are going to be healthy and in one piece by September?
Yeah, they're all doing really well. Huberto's 100%. Ekblad's 100%. Bukestad played in the World Championships and played quite well. So they're, you know, all our key guys are. Luongo's doing great. He's having an excellent summer so far. And you know, so all our key guys are healthy and ready to go, and that's only a positive, obviously.
Well, you know, Dale, we've got to know Bob Bugner over the years. He's a good man. I think you found yourself a good one behind the bench. Best of luck to you. Good luck with the expansion draft. Good luck with the entry draft, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
It's a real pleasure. Enjoyed it.